Hello and welcome. This is Eric Miskell with EMS Now, and I'm sitting here in Sweden with Dita Weiss. And this is the very first of a series of broadcasts we are going to be doing during the EMS Now and Informa On Tour 2022. We're excited to be here. We traveled up from Germany today to Stockholm, and we're now outside Stockholm. We'll talk about what we're going to be doing this week up here in Sweden. Let me, before I begin and welcome Dita, I want to thank the my three sponsors, CalcuQuote, software solutions partner for the electronics industry, Cogiscan, who's the factory digitalization partners for electronics manufacturers globally, and Micronic, who are the global supplier of high precision production equipment. We thank them for their support. Dita, it's good to be with you again. It's been a year since we did our last tour, and I'm excited for what's ahead of us. Let's talk a little bit maybe about what we have ahead of us this week, which is Sweden. Tell us where we're at and what we're seeing.
Yes, well, in actual fact, we are in the city of Västerås, which is about 80 kilometers north of Stockholm. And we had chosen Sweden on purpose because it is from the Scandinavian countries, the country with the biggest EMS industry. The EMS manufacturers, which are located over here in Sweden, manufacture a little more than 1 billion euros in revenues annually. The 2021 revenues were 1.026 billion euros with a substantial growth of more than 13% compared to the 2020 numbers, but that is due to the exchange rate fluctuation. In Swedish krona it was 5% only, but still it is interesting to see the results, the P&L and the revenue growth of the Swedish companies over here, and not just the Swedish, because there is like, for example, Scanfil over here, which is a Finnish company but manufactures in Sweden, and then there is Keytron, a Norwegian company which is as well manufacturing over here in Sweden. Sweden has a certain electronics market, and that is astonishing if you look at the fact that it's from my perspective as a German, with more than 80 million Germans, Sweden just has 10 million
people.
And still they generate 2.4% of the European revenues over there, and in specific, very, very profitable revenues. So that is something we're going to investigate this week, but trying to see what are the success factors of those companies manufacturing here.
Yeah. And let me say, too, that we are going to be visiting this week five. We begin tomorrow with NX, the local NX facility. That's now part of GPV NX after their merger here. Then we visit Kitron, then Inission, then Orbit One, and then we end the week at Scanfil before we return to Germany on Friday. The following week, we will then go into France, Netherlands, Belgium, and back into Germany. And then Dita and I will end our tour by attending Electronica. We will both be there on the 15th and 16th of November. So we have quite a journey ahead of us. Part of this will be us reporting every day. We'll do a podcast, we'll do a report out talking about what we saw, speaking about the specific EMS company that we have and our impressions of that. Then as this evolves, I'd imagine certain trends will develop and we'll have discussions about those. And even just the several hours I've been in a car with Dita today, a few ideas popped into my mind about maybe some topics that we can talk about that that Dita and I may not necessarily see eye to eye on, just to give a kind of a balanced discussion of some trends in the industry. So so I'm looking forward to it, Dita. Thank you for agreeing to do this again after last year's experience.
Oh, yes, I'm really looking forward to it as well, especially as I'm always suspicious to collect more data. Data collecting and doing analysis for this industry is my main objective, and it is just for the sake of the European EMS industry in order to become more competitive, stay competitive, and grow hopefully substantially. So we're going to be a reasonable player in the global EMS market.
Yeah, and I will say, Dieter has shared some at the airport today. We were looking at some of his recent slide decks and some of the research he's been doing about Europe, and it's become much more refined than it was last year. And I think there's particular slides in there that I'd like to have some discussions with you about as we go forward. And we'll be sharing some of the data on some of the report outs that we do through EMS now during the course of our tour. But I just want to kind of tip my hat again to Dieter and Informa and his team for the quality of the market research they're doing, which is why they have been selected as the number one market researcher for the EMS industry in Europe this year. And I know that that's an honor that you are very proud of, Dieter.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Eric. It was, to be honest, not that astonishing because.
No one else is doing
Nobody else is doing serious analysis of this market, and everything else you can buy for loads of money, starting at 2,500 euros or US dollar, is ready for the bin. So it was not a surprise that the European EMS industry considered me the most valuable market researcher and analyst for the EMS industry over here in Europe.
Yeah, no, and but on a serious note, we will try to highlight some of that because I think that some of the analyses that you've been doing is just very, very insightful, and I think it's important to share that with the greater audience out there because Europe is clearly becoming a more important market than it even was last year.
Definitely, because we do see the regionalization going on, which some call reshoring, but it is regionalization. And it's not a surprise, so it's different to a chocolate box. It is something which is predictable. And we gonna specifically for this year gonna see huge growth rates in the revenues. We're gonna talk about that in later podcasts when we gonna have this presentation at Electronica as well. Stay tuned.
Yeah, and I would say that's a good point on the Electronica. For those of you listening, if you're attending Electronica on the second day, so the 16th.
On the 16th at 10 o'clock in the forum of Hall A1, I'm going to give a presentation. I have to do it due to the request of a sponsor in Germany, but still, most of my charts are self-explaining. One can easily read them and see what messages I'm trying to pass on. So please come by, and if you can't make it on Wednesday, the 16th, we do have a booth in Hall A1 with the number 555, which is easily to remember. We are there with the EMS Scout, which is a digital buyer's guide for the OEM industry looking for a reliable EMS service partner. And if you haven't heard about EMS Scout as of now, then this is another reason why to come by at our booth. And we're going to be doing interviews with C-level management at the booth, which is going to be broadcasted later on EMS Now as well.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. So I think they only gave you a half hour at Electronica, right? Which God knows is far too
Yes.
little time for
Yes.
you to cover. But like you say, I mean, your slides tend to be pretty self-evident when you read them,
Yes.
what they're covering and what it's about. And And I look forward to it. So my invitation to the industry, if you're coming to Electronica, take a half hour, come over and hear some and see some of Dieter's work. If you have not met him yet, or me, quite frankly, since I'll be there with him, please come by and shake our hands so we can put a face to a name. That's it for today. Dieter and I, we had breakfast at the airport, and it's dinner and dark in Sweden already. So we're going to go find dinner and then off to the local GPV NX facility tomorrow. So thank you all. Stay tuned. Dieter, anything last words to say?
Yeah, have a good evening.
Very good. Thank you, folks. Talk soon. Bye.